speak a little bit about the Parsha, Malav Malka, a little bit about Chanukah, Yetz Hashem. As Chazal say in a Medrash, that Yosef was hikdim v'shamer es haShabbos kaidim shenitna. That Yosef kept Shabbos before Shabbos was given. And Hashem was so pleased with that, he said to Yosef, Chayecha shani mishalim leben bincha, I'm going to pay you back for this. Because it says that when the Nesiim brought their korbanos by the Chanukas and Mizbeach, it says, Vayom hashvi nasi livnei Ephraim. Then on the seventh day, Ephraim brought his korban. And the seventh day is a reference to Shabbos. So therefore, there would only be one Shevet who would be chosen to bring his korban on Shabbos, and Yosef was chosen. Then in the Schos, that Yosef kept Shabbos before it was given, he was able to bring his korban on Shabbos. I'm going to go into the oimek of this inyan. But what we see is that there's an inyan by Yosef called Hikdim v'shamer es haShabbos. And what that means for us, we know that the 7 days of the week correspond to seven sfiros, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. Shabbos is the day of Malchus, Shabbos, Malkasa. And Yosef, corresponding to the sfira of Yesod, which is the sixth sfira, because we know that these seven spheres correspond to the Ushpizin, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David in that order. So Yosef corresponds to Yom HaShishi. In which case, when Chazal say that Yosef was hikdim v'shamer es haShabbos kodem shenidna, it means that Yosef doesn't wait for Shabbos to keep Shabbos. Yosef keeps Shabbos before Shabbos comes in. What is this musig of keeping Shabbos before Shabbos comes in? Of course, that's the ending of Tosafes Shabbos. That there's a mitzvah, whether it's Doraisa, Derabanan, that's a machlokis amongst the Rishonim. That there's a mitzvah when it comes to Shabbos of keeping Shabbos before it comes in. And that's the ending of Yosef. Hence, the word Yosef means Tosafes. As we spoke about last week, that Yaakov is the ending of Shabbos. As the Gemara says, the Shabbos is called Nachalas Yaakov Avicha. This relationship between Yaakov and Yosef, therefore, is that Yaakov is Shabbos, Yosef is the sinyan called Tosefes Shabbos. This is why we find in this week's parasha that Yaakov sends Yosef down to the brothers. Yosef is the shliach of Yaakov. Yosef has the koach to take everything which Yaakov represents and to bring it out to the world. And Yaakov tells Yosef, Lechna ure'e, go now and see as shalom achecha ves shalom hatzom. Go see the shalom of your brothers, the shalom of the tzon. The shalom of the brothers and the shalom of the tzon means add into the workplace. This was the profession, so to speak, of the brothers, that they were shepherds. And the difference between Yaakov and the Shvatim was that Yaakov is in the Yin of Shabbos, and Yaakov doesn't have a malacha. Yaakov is sitting and learning in the Beis Medrash 14 years. But the brothers have a malacha, and they're Roitzon. And the idea is that Yosef is able to create this connection between Yaakov and the brothers. Shabbos Kodesh, and the rest of the week. The midah of the sphere of Yesod is the midah of Shalom, the Svarim tell us. That's why here Yaakov tells Yosef, Lechna ure'eyes shalom achecha ves shalom hatzom, because shalom is necessary to merge these worlds called Shabbos and Yom HaSachol. Shabbos is not something which we can just grasp. It's l'mayla min atfisa, it's in the world of Kedusha. How can somebody in the Chol Dikavach attach themselves to Shabbos unless there's an emtzai called Yosef which is able to make this bridge between Shabbos and the rest of the week? And that's why, as we just said in V'yitin Lecha, there's an entire passage of the Midah of Shalom, and there we say, Bori Nivs Vasayim, Shalom, Shalom, Larechok Vilakarov, Amar Hashem Urefasiv. The saying of Shalom, Shalom, Larechok Vilakarov is Shalom Achecha Ves Shalom Hatzon. That the Midah of Shalom of Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, this Midah of Shalom of Shabbos is able to go out. And this is the koach of Yosef. And that's why in Vayitin Lecha you may not have noticed that we reference Yosef at least three times. Where? Because in the very first paragraph, the only bracha which we mention here in Vayitin Lecha, which are the brachas which is given to Yaakov, because as we said many times, that Yaakov is the Inyan of Shabbos, so therefore the brachas given to Yaakov, Vayitin Lecha Elokim, those brachas are the brachas of Shabbos. That it says, V'kel shaka yivarach ischa v'yafracha v'yarbecha v'yisa l'kalamim. And then it says, Bircho yisayvicha govar b'chos harai atavas givas oylam tihyana l'rosh Yosef v'l'kadko nezirachav. This is the brachas of Yosef. So the brachas of Yaakov, and then the brachas of Yaakov gives to Yosef. Tihyana l'rosh Yosef v'l'kadko nezirachav. And then after that, ha'malach ha'goyal osimikara. That was Yaakov's brother, Yaakov's brachas to Ephraim and Menashe. These are the brachas which were given to Yosef. And then in that paragraph we say, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Yosef Aleichem Kachem Elof Piyamim. That's Yosef. Tosefes, the Tosefes bracha that Shabbos has, which goes into the week, that's the inyan of Yosef. That's why this parsha begins, Eile Todos Yaakov Yosef. To teach us that the toldos of Yaakov, which is the toldos of Shabbos, is Yosef. Tosafes Shabbos. The word Eile is Gematria 36, which is like 6 times 6. 6 days of the week, but times 6 as if to say that every aspect of the 6 days of the week, fully, it's 6 on top of itself. All of that 6, Bishlemus, is the toldos Yaakov Yosef, that the bracha should fill up the entire vach. We see a remez to Malava Malka in this week's parasha as well. I think I spoke about it last year, 2 years ago. The Torah tells us that when Yaakov sent down Yosef to the brothers, there was something he forgot to do. It's really a shaila in the Midrashim whether he did this. But according to the Zohar HaKadosh, it's very clear, the Zohar learns that Yaakov was not Malava Yosef to the brothers. And the Zohar says that because Yosef left Yaakov in a way that Yaakov forgot to or did not be malave him, thank you. That's why, says the Zohar, everything which happened to Yosef befell him. Meaning to say, that had Yaakov been malave Yosef, then he would have had a shmirah. But because he wasn't, then everything fell through. That's why he got sold. Meaning, Yaakov should have accompanied Yosef on the way to the brothers. But because Yaakov didn't accompany him, he wasn't malava him. So that's why he was sold. So now just plug things in. Yaakov is Shabbos. Yosef is Tosefes Shabbos. There's an inyan that Yaakov should be malava Yosef. What does that sound like? It's malava malka. And because there was no malava malka, that's why there's a mechiras Yosef. Which means to say that all the bracha that Yaakov should have brought to the Shvatim through Yosef, all the Shalom Achecha, the Shalom Atzon, all the brachas of Shabbos Kodesh, they didn't reach the brothers because there was no Malav Malka. And because of that, Yosef, which means bracha, was sent down to Mitzrayim, went to somewhere else. I mean, there's this tremendous bracha which is coming down on Motzei Shabbos. When we have Malav Malka, we create the bridge to bring it to Klai Yisrael. It's going somewhere. If it doesn't come to us, then Yaakov, Esav sticks up his hand and he says, I'll take it. Give it to me. That's the bracha that Yitzchak gave Esav. Yitzchak's bracha to Esav was this. I gave everything to Yaakov. If Yaakov doesn't take it, then it's yours. And that's what happens. Chalila v'chas, that if we don't stand after Shabbos, asking Kodesh Baruch Hu with our hands up, saying, give it. We're here to receive it from you. You want to give, we want to take. Then chalila v'chas, it can go somewhere else. That's the pagam in Yaakov not being malav Yosef, which leads to a mechiras Yosef. We know that Yosef went down to Mitzrayim in a caravan which was filled with spices, which is the besamim of Motzei Shabbos. The besamim of Motzei Shabbos is that inyan. Because although it's very painful for Shabbos to leave, it's very painful for Yaakov to send away Yosef. But there's a nechama that Hashem gives us on Motzei Shabbos, which is called the Besamim, on the moment of Vaya of the Nefesh, that Hashem says there's going to be another Shabbos next week. I'm going to be with you during this week. So there's an inyan to find the nechama in the Motzei Shabbos Kodesh. And if we get things right with Malav HaMalka, then it's all the more sweeter. There's a remez in the beginning of the parasha to Neres Chanukah. It says, Eila told us Yaakov, Yosef. And it begins, Vayeshev Yaakov, which is the Inyan of Shabbos. Vayeshev Yaakov is Shabbos Kodesh. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef, that's Motzei Shabbos. So Rashi writes, he quotes the Chazal that the end of the previous parasha listed all of the Alufei Esav. And Yaakov was wondering how he's going to be able to overcome all these Alufei Esav. There's so many. So Hashem told Yaakov, based on a mashal, HaPishtani hazeh nechvesu gemolav tunim pishtan, that there was a gomel which was carrying a lot of pishtan, a lot of flax, and he was wondering where he's going to put all this pishtan. So there was a pikiach who told him, one nitzitz, one spark of fire can consume all of this pishtan. Apparently he didn't want the pishtan there. So too Yaakov saw all the lufei Esav, which are kasav lamala, Tamav Amar, what am I going to do with all this? How can I conquer it? So Hashem says, Maksiv Lamata. What does it say below? Meaning in this week's parasha. Below last week's parasha. It says, Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. These are the told us of Yaakov and Yosef. B'chsiv, and it says, V'haya beis Yaakov Eish, ubeis Yosef Lahava, ubeis Esav Lakash. One nitzitz of Yosef can destroy all of the pishtan of Esav. So the Mefarshim are very quick to point out that this is a remez to Ner Chanukah. Firstly, because the Gemara actually quotes a brisa very similar to this, which we mentioned this morning, of a Baal Gamal who's carrying Pishtan. And then the whole Shaila and the brisa, if there's a Mazik, because it gets burned, and that's being alluded to here in this Medrash. But the reference of Yaakov being Eish and Yosef being Lahava, that's a remez to the Ner Chanukah. That the idea of Ner Chanukah is that it's meant to destroy the Pishtan, the Alufei Esav.
It is the gematria of the
Nerus. Okay. Very good. Very good. You're mechavin to 1/7 of the gematrias.
This is something.
So Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. In which case, Eila told us Yaakov Yosef is a remez to the Ner Chanukah. So Eila is the 36th Neiris of Chanukah. Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov Yosef is gematria Ner Chanukah with the koilo. Like we said, Yaakov is Eish, Yosef is Lahava. So if you do gematria Yaakov Yosef, it's gematria Ner Chanukah. So therefore, Eila, these are the 36 Neiris, Toldos Yaakov Yosef. It's the product of the merging of Yaakov and Yosef. Notice, though, that Rashi said, I don't know if you picked up on this when I was saying it, I was trying to highlight it. Kach Yaakov ra kol ha'alufim haksuvim lamal. Yaakov saw all the alufim, which were lamala, tamava amar, mi yocholich voishas kulan, who can destroy all of them? Maksiv lamata, Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. What does it mean, maksiv lamata? What does the words maksiv lamata infer? It's alluding to the neiris, which are where? Lamata, mi asarat fachim. The mitzvah is to put it below asarat fachim. That's called maksiv lamata. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. That lamata, below, is the Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Those are the 36 camels, are below 10 tefachim. So we said, Eila is gematria Lamed Vav. That's Lamed Vav Neiris. Yaakov Yosef is gematria Ner Chanukah. Toldos is gematria Lamata Me'asar Tefachim. And together, Eile Toldos Yaakov Yosef is Gematria Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Maksiv Lamata, not only is a reference to lighting at Lamata Meserat Fachim, but it's also Gematria Malchus Yavan. And Ksiv Lamata is Gematria Prisume Nisa. So here in these seven words, Maksiv Lamata, Eile Toldos Yaakov Yosef, you have the entire, not the entire, but a big picture of the whole inyan of Ner Chanukah. What that tells us about Ner Chanukah is that everybody has an Esav in their life. And Esav is not just the guy in business who's making it difficult for us, or the difficult family member, whatever it may be outside. The real Esav is the Yetzer. And this is why in last week's parasha, Yaakov confronted two Esavs. One was the Malach of Esav, and one was the man Esav. The man Esav are the people in our lives which are difficult, but the Sarushal Esav is the Yitzhahara that every single person has, that he's doing Mechama with. So we should know that when we light near Chanukah, Chanukah has an amazing, marvelous way of clearing the path that all the Alufa Esavs in our lives, whether it's the Esav, the actual Esav, or the Yitzhahara of Esav, this near Chanukah is a very, very powerful koyach. And I encourage everyone to really take the near Chanukah very seriously. And not just to light, but to light and to enjoy and to get the family to sit by the neiros and to sing nigunim. And to appreciate this heiliga guest which is coming into our home for a few days. But the more that we're medabik ourselves to these candles, these amazing lights of Yaakov and Yosef. So in the same way that Malava Malka has the kayach to go into the week and to cut everything down which stands in the path of Kedusha, the same thing is true with Ner Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah is unique in that it goes into the Vach. I mean, Hashem says, I don't want to make a yontif out of Chanukah where there's an Isser Malacha and you can't drive and you can't text and you can't do whatever you want to do. No, I want it to be in the Chol. I want it to come into the land of Esav, into the workplace, and into the family, and into every aspect of our lives. Ner Chanukah has the kayach to take all that and to sweeten that. We should be Zaycha. That the heiliga lights of the Ner Chanukah, that they should enrich us and to warm us and to overcome all of those obstacles and all eila directions of our lives.